have a draft coming from your windows or doors? Has the silicone in your bathroom started turning color and growing mold? Call Caulking Bros, servicing and renewing indoor and outdoor caulking to keep you warm this winter season. Contact us at 519-564-9650. That's 519-564-9650. Caulking Bros, we'll caulk anything.
Delta!
Woo!
Woo!
Well, hello, everybody. We're back in studio with the fellas, episode 44, Relentless. As always, brought to you by our friends at Tony's Joint. Three convenient locations, Essex, Kingsville, Leamington. Go in there for just literally anything. Pre-rolls, flour, accessories, bongs, pipes, whatever you want. Just go in there. What do we always say, fellas?
For all your dope needs.
All of your dope needs.
Never put Twinkies on your pizza.
Yes, that too.
What does that even mean?
What does that mean?
He's actually retarded, I think.
It's from a 90s movie. If you know it, comment on this post.
If one of the three people watching this knows it.
What movie is it?
Now you just want me to tell the listeners?
Well, yeah. Like, what movie is it? Yeah.
Heavyweights?
He's already here.
With Ben Stiller?
The only one person watching.
I don't think I've ever watched that.
You've never seen Heavyweights.
What's Heavyweights?
It's a classic 90s movie, bro.
About what?
So it's about all these kids who have to go to fat camp. But then, the people who own the fat camp, like, it's the best fat camp ever, and they have a blast. But Ben Stiller's character, like, takes it over, and he's a hard ass, and he's a health nut, so they can't have any food or any candy and blah, blah, blah. But then they, like, capture him at the end, and, like, they have this huge raging party with all this junk food, and I can't believe you've never seen this movie. It is classic. It's like Camp Nowhere.
I remember them. I can't picture, like, any of it.
Ben Stiller is pretty much the same character that he is in Dodgeball in it.
Oh, okay, where he's, like,
just, like, a freak. Weird. Yeah, like... Yeah, I swear to God, if you haven't seen this movie, you need to see this movie. It's hilarious.
We're off to
Goldberg, the guy who plays Goldberg from The Mighty Ducks is in it.
Can't take him serious. You're looking like Bubba Ray Dudley.
There's a sweet go-kart race at the end and shit.
A go-kart race?
Sounds like one of
the... No, it's pretty cool.
Sounds like something my son would watch.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was a kid when I watched it, so... Still watch it now, yeah, so...
We watch a lot of fucked up shit. We used to watch...
still watch wrestling.
What was that movie? Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah.
Dog
poo,
dog poo, stinky, stinky, dog poo. And he's like long
grew
the
up
couch.
And got married. It was so fun.
But, so what's up, guys?
Fago.
You know, shooting the shit.
Hanging out, playing Nintendo. Cock.
Hanging out, playing Nintendo.
Fucking basketball. You guys haven't changed since high school. What have you guys been doing? Hanging out.
He says to them, are you guys still hanging out playing Nintendo? They're like, no, they got a law degree at Harvard College. He's like, what are you guys up to? Sitting around playing Nintendo, cock.
Dick.
So one of these days, I'm going to own a big sports bar.
This is Brittany Kaiser's party, and I really, really want to fuck her. And her dad's right there. This is like,
dude, we don't got $50. Dude, we don't got 20.
That movie was fucking nuts, man. I can't believe the shit they got away with in that movie.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, still to this day, they always pushed so much. They showed up to the Oscars in dresses on acid.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And, like, nobody really cared.
Dressed like the J-Lo one with the little fucking deep cut.
Yeah. Jesus. Apparently, it was, like, all on accident, too. Like, they didn't plan it. It was, like, last minute. But really? Matt and Trey Parker, man. Our childhood heroes.
What did we do every Friday night after hockey?
Poop. South Park.
We would go home and we would watch South Park.
I saw South Park in the theaters by myself.
The movie?
Yeah, I was supposed to meet up with some kids and, like, their parents found out that they were going to see South Park and like, they didn't show up at the movie theater. So I literally sat there, popcorn. I remember this. I was like, this is going to be so good.
Charlie's going to have so many lines at school.
Everyone was asking me, like, what's Kenny look like?
I've seen the movie. Who wants to fucking touch me?
He's like the dirty kid that's not dirty anymore or whatever. But that's
funny. So, a lot of fucked up shit has been happening in the world as of late.
We haven't recorded in a few. Yeah. We had one in the bank because we knew with Easter and WrestleMania. Yeah. So
where do you guys want to start first?
Let's go with the bridge.
Okay, so
do we have some footage of the bridge?
Baltimore. In Baltimore, right? Baltimore's Maine, right?
Yeah. Maryland.
Is it It's Maryland.
Maryland.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know the state. Sorry, U.S. I still love you.
Baltimore,
but,
Maryland, I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right. Here we, stupid
Baltimore.
Canadians.
Look at what state. No,
I got it right. Oh.
I think it's Maryland. But anyway, so what had happened is this ship, what they're saying is it
had
lost
power.
Fucking power twice.
You
can
see it in
yeah,
the video.
You could see the lights flickering, yeah. So it couldn't turn. So it was what they were trying to do, but it ended up hitting the bridge.
Seven cars went in the water.
There was workers on
they
the bridge,
parked,
too.
Yeah.
But the guys that were on the bridge, I guess, were fine. It's the cars.
Yeah, there was like six or seven cars, yeah, fell in.
I thought they evacuated the bridge.
Well, they apparently called ahead. They were 2 or 3 minutes ahead to where the cops had the bridge blocked. But anybody that was already going across it.
There was, yeah, there's
like
seven like, cars.
Yeah, there was
but like,
seven
it
cars
happened
and some
so
workers.
Slow,
have you been
kind of, no?
It go to you.
No, but
it,
have you been?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It.
Like, it reminds me of, like, the Austin Powers scene where the guy's like, stop!
Yeah,
but it's going so slow.
Right, but you just, you could see the power
that was a
on and off.
Big-ass cargo ship, too, yeah. Man.
Maybe, like, it's not going to hit here. Like, oh, shit, it is, but.
And also, Baltimore is Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right. Sorry, U.S. listeners.
Yeah. I was listening to, like, when this bridge
so here
was
it is right
made.
Here. So, watch.
So watch the power. Like,
oh,
see,
that's
watch
just
when it falls
it
and breaks, right? You can see, like, see the top? See, like, there's, like, sparks and shit? Right there. See that?
Yeah.
On the right? Everyone was, like, saying, like, that it was, like, detonation, right? But anyone that is not actually fucking brain dead knows that there's power on that bridge.
Yeah.
There's
and
lights
not to mention
and shit. So
when
the power wires broke, the like lines broke, it shot fucking.
Well, not to mention, too, when metal scrapes metal that hard, nice. Probably is going to create a little bit of a spark,
yeah.
No?
Oh, yeah. But it's all it is, like I said, the hydro lines and shit's breaking.
That was fucked up, bro. Like, when I seen that, I thought it was,
yeah.
Like,
when was, can you look up when that bridge was built?
It's a long time ago. And it's like a main artery on a highway that connects the downtown. Baltimore.
Yeah, that fucked up, like, a lot of shit
for Baltimore.
What the
fuck is going on, Cam?
I'm trying to stop no
one can hear
now.
The videos.
Yeah. But we, like, that fucked up a lot of shit for Baltimore. Like, that's,
yeah.
You know how long it's going to take to
that
rebuild
bridge
that shit?
It's not going to be like a month or 2 months.
No.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I understand that the bridge
the
is old.
There's
and
a way
everything.
To get around, but they got to go way around.
But I understand, like, that the bridge is old and everything. But, like, look at, like, it doesn't look like it's very secure for something.
Yeah, but
hits
you know
it.
How big that fucking ship
yeah,
is?
Yeah, those ships.
That's
no,
the thing.
I know,
and you hit right on a support,
but
and
if
it
that,
was right in the middle.
But if that's solid concrete, though.
Concrete can crumble.
But it might not crumble the whole fucking bridge, though.
Yeah, but the way that bridge is built, it's built in sections.
Yeah.
So once it starts to go, it's going to go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, true, I guess.
Like, even those suspension bridges that we got, it don't take much. Like,
one of those
I
things
mean, I'm
goes,
sure it takes a lot for them to go down, but, you know, the suspensions start going, the rest
so
are
there's a video
go.
On the internet that's like, oh, some lady recorded it, like how sketchy it was crossing it. And everyone's like, oh, this happened tonight. It's like, you're missing the point. She's showing the video of how, like, it much it moved, right? It's meant to move and flex. And, like,
yeah,
you don't see those videos,
built.
Like, overseas, like the old school bridge videos?
Oh, my God.
Old school, one of those bridge videos. They're like literally like fucking.
Yeah, you could see it swaying.
Like, oh my god, bro.
That bridge was
imagine
built
the shit
in
they
1972.
Drive over overseas.
It was born in born.
It was
built
in 1972.
It was born in 72. That bridge.
Yeah,
that's fucked.
It's a long time ago.
So it's like almost 60
years old.
What am I looking up? Sketchy.
Just type in bridge flexing.
Yeah, think about what they gotta drive over overseas and like. Where it's like cobblestone roads and stuff.
You know,
like,
it's funny those cobblestone roads don't have huge potholes. They don't. It's not.
Oh
like
no! My sister just got back. She went over to Portugal, not Portugal. Sorry, my dad went to Portugal. My sister was in Beijing. No,
I'm joking. Just what you said.
Oh my god! I can't think of it right now.
Fucking Belgium.
Belgium. That's it. Sorry. Boom. So for I talked about it before her teaching. She's going over there for 2 years, but they went to like pick out a place to stay. And, you know, check out the place and see the facility. And she was telling me that the craziest thing is the cars and the driving. Like, it's just so chaotic everywhere. People driving and honking and little cars and little motorbikes just flying every which way.
So it's just like that. Like, when I went to Greece.
Cobblestone roads, yeah.
I went to Greece. I was in Mykonos, and it wasn't that there. But when I went to Tinos, it was all cobblestone. But you were just talking about, like, the traffic and stuff like that.
Yeah, well.
We rented a four-wheeler.
From the bridges.
Bro, we rented a four-wheeler. And, like, you don't wear helmets or nothing there.
Oh, it's fucked.
We're driving down the road, flying down the road, passing cars on the shoulder. We're all fucked up.
Yeah.
And fucking, we're going around a roundabout, and the cars don't even look, bro. They just fucking go. This car comes around, and I was on the fucking four-wheeler, and I was going around the roundabout, and this guy just comes and just cuts, goes right straight across. Fucking hit the front of the four-wheeler. I fucking kicked the side of the car. He didn't even stop. He just looked at me, shot me the finger, and kept going. I'm like, oh, this isn't fucking Mykonos, like in Greece on the island. I'm like, I'm going to fucking end up dead.
Yeah.
No, he just flipped me off.
It's totally different.
Man. Yeah, like these crazy.
This
is
in China.
This is in China.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that, man.
Well, if you think of like a dock, is it a floating bridge? Like,
it's like that's like
it's a suspension bridge.
Suspension bridge. Yeah. Right?
But the, like the flexibility in it, right?
But the what's crazy is the freaking concrete and stuff is actually meant to flex like that.
Yeah, it might not. Yeah. Look at the cars.
Yeah, like no.
I'd be seasick.
No.
Oh man.
Imagine getting caught in traffic on that, just sitting there like, oh.
Here, take this gravel to fucking cross this bridge.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I would imagine being that somebody that's crossed bridges and stuff like over here, and then you go to a bridge like that, and like that's got so much, like you'd think it would break.
They got some long ass bridges too, right?
Insane.
Like,
yeah. But so yeah, that's the longest bridge in the world.
It's 164,000 meters. So.
I think ours is the biggest one in North America.
I think Gordie Howe will be.
Well, yeah, Gordie Howe is probably bigger.
Once
yeah.
it's done.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Man, the thing's looking pretty amazing.
Yeah, it does look pretty cool.
You're going to be able to, like, walk across it and ride your bikes and shit?
Yeah, you're going to be able to cross on it, I heard, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're making it so, like, pedestrians can cross.
Yeah, pedestrian lane. We're wrong this is again. Crazy. Yeah. It's a long walk.
Ah, fuck it. Let's walk to Detroit. Yeah. Like, no thanks. I'll stay in my car in Detroit.
Okay, I was wrong. What's the longest bridge in North America? Click it.
Down.
People who also ask.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
The Pontchartrain.
I think you got to go suspension bridge.
Okay.
Ah, whatever. Who gives a shit?
But
there's too much suspense.
It's pretty crazy. All right.
So we talked about the bridge, but yeah, fucking crazy for like the mayor of that city and like, you know.
I think they're. Did they go to a state?
I think
of emergency?
I did hear that. Yeah. The president was going to pay for everything, or the president.
Well, yeah, the president. You mean the taxpayers will pay?
Yeah, they'll just.
Yeah, well, like he
rebuild it.
You know,
that's so the crazy though.
Everybody in America, I guess.
Will so, pay for it. P. Diddy, P. Diddler.
Yeah.
Shall
P.
we
Diddy
call
ain't
him?
Paying
hey,
for
no
it.
Diddy.
That's for sure.
Ain't no Diddy.
So, since last we were on there, none of this had really come out in the last time we were on there. Now, fucking holy shit.
Had he got raided last time we were on there?
So, both of his homes were raided. Yeah. He had cameras in every room. I guess he has athletes,
there's
celebrities,
a guy, there's,
politicians, fucking everybody on video doing some fucking wild
there's a guy
shit.
That used to work with him that said since like 1996 or 1994, he's recorded every minute of his life.
Yeah.
Every minute.
Yeah,
he's like, does not matter what he does.
Yeah.
Every minute
well, you saw
is
it,
recorded.
You saw it in like the Kanye documentary that was on Netflix, and R. Kelly's thing. It was kind of the same thing. As soon as the cameras started being a little bit more around and a thing and more portable, people just started filming everything, like their whole lives, and especially celebrities. They could just pay someone to say. You get the camera. You're always. I always want you to be filming everything, kind of
so
thing.
Like he's had,
and
he
like,
but
he
had
came,
cameras in every room.
Yeah,
of his
so
house.
He probably came super obsessed with it.
But
and
I guess the
then he's like banging
were,
all these fucking athletes and shit.
Take
rappers.
That. Take that. No, that was Meek Mill.
Yeah, I know. Dumb cheeks slapping.
Oh,
that's fucked.
That so what's
fucking
up?
Dark side.
He was banging Meek Mill. Apparently, you can hear the
literally.
Sound. One of the security guards recorded it through the door, clapping his cheeks.
Take that.
Him,
take
that.
It
was
look
Meek
up
Mill.
The audio.
Yeah,
Meek Mill and
Meek Mill's his boyfriend.
P. Diddy audio.
You know what's funny? There's a girl. There's a girl
no.
from work.
No,
that,
who's the one who died? Oh, Mac Miller. Okay.
Yeah.
There's
okay.
a there's a dude that like, there's a I mean a girl from work that loves, Meek Mill, and I was like, yo, he's gay as fuck. He's so fruity. And she's like, what? So then like now it's all clicking in. Now she's seeing all the stuff online. She's like, what the fuck? You ruined that for me. I never noticed. It's like him with Diddy. There's all these videos. Diddy's
Justin
like,
Bieber
Diddy,
was the same way with
Diddy's
him.
Diddy's calling him daddy and shit. Like what
Justin
the fuck?
Bieber was the same way with him.
You fucking. Huh.
So apparently now they're saying like who's next? They said Jay-Z is
Jay-Z's
gonna
next,
be one of the next ones to go down.
Not my man.
So
Jerry.
Now what makes us really think now is a couple months prior when we listened to that Cat Williams interview on the Shay Shay podcast with Shannon Sharp. And now, like, it's literally everything that Kat said on that interview is happening.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, Kat is the only, one of the only real motherfuckers.
And you look well, at, he did Rogan
there's a lot
afterwards.
Of 50 Cent
yes,
shit.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And I watched it, and they didn't really talk about
50
it.
Yeah, 50 spitting out a lot of shit, 50
Cent's been saying this shit for years, and everyone's like, oh, thinking he's clowning and shit. It's all coming out now, and he's just like,
hey, man, when people are in higher power,
oh,
they like to
everybody
do weird
too.
Shit.
I would recommend follow 50 Cent on his Instagram. His Instagram's crazy.
Well, I'm just waiting for it to restart here. I don't think I can stop.
Just refresh the page.
Oh, yeah. That's smart.
Yeah. How do they know?
This is why you get paid the big bucks.
He recorded it.
Yeah. P. Diddler. Hey, no Diddy.
And that's like a normal thing. Or, that's like a common story you hear. He rich. I'm putting the squeeze on him. But that's fucked though, bro. Yeah, like that's the common thing that you hear is like that he was like all the drinks are spiked at his place.
They're saying, but there was like underage.
Yeah.
Like underagers and shit, and fucking, it's a mess, bro. Complete mess. So now they're saying that they're gonna go after Jay-Z next. Is apparently the next.
But they
movie.
Haven't found him, right?
Who did he? Oh yeah.
Did oh, did they
arrested him?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then he's. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what it is with his hearing or whatever. But so, he's out. He's out
but
on like.
They took
release.
Yeah, okay.
All the shit out of his house. All the cameras, any fucking laptop device, anything. They took. The cops have now.
Well, he took a lot of it. Was already gone.
Yeah, but I know. But the cops got a lot of shit too.
His plane flew back and forth to Antigua for 5 days before they fucking raided him.
They should have just not even said anything and just raided while he was still there.
His plane was flying back and forth, and I'm like, okay, so what are they flying back and forth for?
So I was reading that there's a conspiracy, like a lot of people are talking about it, that Diddy kind of got like a heads up from an internal guy, and then he took everything and left. And the only reason why that they're going after him is the same shit as the Jeffrey Epstein shit, is that he had some shit on some people that you shouldn't have shit on, basically, and it would ruin their lives. Yeah. So they fucking
like
day turned
like
and told the FBI to
shit.
Raid
this
him.
Is not...
But he like left his kids there to get arrested.
No, his kid is involved. His
no,
kid?
I know, but I'm saying though, like you think you would leave, you'd take your boys with you. No, he fucking left them at the house.
Well, no, he whatever. But like his kid is involved. They just named charges for him and shit. It was like human or sex trafficking and stuff for his kid too.
Did you know
his kid was involved?
Did you know he has three daughters?
I
no, but I'm just like, saying though, for a guy that's doing shit that, and he has three daughters,
but he's not. Oh, doing, yeah. But it's not even that. It, for me, for Diddy's situation, it's like, do you know he has sons? Because he ain't banging no broads, bro.
Yeah,
just clapping all them boys' cheeks.
Well, they do that to save
kids
face,
are
right?
Front.
Huh? It's like in fucking Game of Thrones. It's like, I don't care if you're gay, but you're gonna have a son, so you're gonna have sex with a woman, get her pregnant, and then go have your fun.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if you're gay, you're gay, whatever. Like, I don't really give a shit. Like,
I mean,
give
me a call later, but you know, whatever.
But still, like. But to have like this type of shit going down,
he's
Jeffrey Epstein 2.0.
He's
right
the
now.
Harvey Weinstein of the hip hop community.
Yeah,
true,
yeah.
I guess. He is 100%.
Oh, and he is
100%.
He probably partied.
Give me them
the
cheeks.
Guy.
Why do you think Meek Mill's even irrelevant? I mean, relevant right now. He fucking is the worst rapper you've ever seen in your life. He sucks.
Yeah.
He was just on WWE rapping. Like, how did he get that? Daddy gave him that. Take that.
Yeah.
Take that.
That's so funny.
That's
Is there an actual song called that?
No, it's just Diddy. Like he's always like, take that.
No,
take
I know.
That. Yeah.
But imagine if Meek Mill had a song. It was like,
there's so many memes, bro, that are so fucking funny.
But like now you hear like the lyrics of some of his songs and the, some of the artists that are in his label songs and stuff.
Like everyone's like laughing. Like there's that there's a Boosie song. He said, just left New York City, hooked up with P. Diddy that wiped me down. And everyone's like, so what were you doing in New York City with Diddy? It's so funny.
Man.
Yeah.
So he's obviously.
Imagine like, if it like comes out that he had something to do with like Biggie's murder or something.
He it's their shit tracing back
they're
to
saying,
those murders.
They're saying that there's evidence that, like
and for it was both because, of like that, he found out or something, there's, and he was gonna.
I heard
he was gonna
I was
pop the cork
that says
on it.
Potentially that there could be some shit that has ties with that.
Yeah,
because he kept everything. This fucking guy is he's a narcissist. He kept everything.
Yeah,
and all of his shit. Like he's weirdo.
Well, he'll have a good time in jail then.
Yeah, I said that. He's going to Club Med. He's going to get his cheeks clapped. Like, he's going to be the fucking...
Still, though, that's fucked up.
Putting on concerts in the shower?
Yeah.
Take that.
What do you think he's going to be using as his microphone?
Oh, yeah. Big old... Look just like this. Big old black dick.
Right here.
Ah.
But, yeah. So, anyways.
Big old BBC.
Yeah. It's his favorite kind. So,
speaking of big dicks.
Yeah.
The people's penis.
The people's penis. So
the people's champion. They gave him a belt and everything. It's, yeah.
Well, it's his. It was his belt that I think they just.
Well, yeah, it was. No, it was based off that old belt that never happened. A little bit.
No, Muhammad Ali's wife gave it to, or mother
yeah,
or somebody
yeah.
gave it to him
at the Hall of Fame thing.
Yeah.
But it was a Brahma Bull belt, right?
Yeah,
like,
it's the people's champ.
Yeah,
it looked like a looked like the one that he used to have back in the day a lot, but more like kind of. Like I don't know,
it's a little flashier.
It was bigger.
What
and
you,
it was iced out.
His was like a. He
what
had
do you
the
think?
Belt buckle.
What do you think he gave Cody?
They're saying
they handed him something. And he said something.
A watch
he says
that
he,
was his dad.
He says you don't even have to look at it. You'll
know to
know
what
it
is.
I think it's something else. I think it's something that's gonna cause a feud.
I also heard
Roman
a flower from his dad's funeral.
Maybe it's something of his dad's, like...
Because it was like, don't ever break my heart
WWE
again kind of thing.
Saving.
Like, I think it was like a peace offering, right? Like,
I think it's something... I don't know what it is, but I honestly think it's got to be something.
You want to know what I was laughing at? Because everybody was online talk about it, so naturally you go right into the fucking comment section, right? One of the guys like, I wonder what he gave him. Someone's like, he gave him the pass for the N-word, he said.
That's a good one.
I was like, just like some of the shit people fucking write in the comments is like.
Well, it's funny, you know, night one, clear as day, The Rock fucking swore on camera.
Get
he's like, I don't fuck around.
Ring. Or he said to him, get the fuck out
he's
of my
like,
ring.
Yeah, he's like, you don't fucking count. Or something like that. If he's like, you count, you're fucking fired or something like that.
Actually, when it goes to Netflix, when Raw goes to Netflix, it's going to be uncensored.
So is that?
Yeah.
So you're going to hear
are
them
the
swear.
Gonna
you're
going
to.
They should be.
Man, that'd be so.
So
sick.
WWE's going uncensored.
AEW's going to HBO. I heard too.
Oh yeah.
So there you go. So wrestling will be swearing blood.
So yeah, we're talking about WrestleMania. Night one, to me, was a bit mediocre. There was some decent spots, but there was more like the wrestling to me wasn't that great. And, like, I know showmanship and this and that, but the actual wrestling to me should be good. And there was a lot of stuff where I was like, man, that was fucking bad. Mm-hmm. But I still enjoyed watching it. And then night two was pretty awesome, I thought. There wasn't a whole lot of badness on. There was, like, almost none.
I think I only seen two matches of, like, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I seen the Roman one there at the end, Roman and Cody. And who was the match before that? It was a girls' match.
Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey.
Yeah, that was
one.
A pretty good match.
Those were the only two.
The
I've
triple
seen.
Threat match was pretty good. Logan Paul, Kevin Owens.
Yeah, oh yeah, I seen a little bit of that one.
Good. How about Kevin Owens driving Randy Orton to the fucking ring on the cart?
That was cool.
It's like going so fast.
Yeah,
like
that was a whole
picture of them doing 40 miles an hour down the ramp.
I thought that was
cart.
Them like making fun of him for rolling in the big fucking
it
prime
was,
truck.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was
they're,
cool
they're
too.
Just come rolling up on a
yeah.
golf cart. I was like, why are these
like
guys
KO
driving a golf
taped
cart?
On it, yeah. But no, I thought it was good how they did that. Like, of course, Logan's gonna win because he's making so much for that company right now, and he's the guy.
He's a sponsor
up.
Now too. Prime, right?
Yeah,
he's right in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, And they didn't used to do that. That's Triple H era.
It's gonna be full.
Vince hated that
shit. It was on
shit.
The corners. Yeah, but it's all about now. Yeah. It's not. It's not their choice no more.
No, I don't mind it. I don't
but
care.
I'm saying it's
yeah.
a TKO thing, and TKO yeah. is the, pretty much the UFC.
Yeah,
which means their rings are gonna be covered in ads.
Yeah.
Every match
yeah.
had a different ad yeah. around it. Like,
yeah, it
it's
did.
Just it's
yeah.
just fucking how it is
yeah.
now. It's just,
well, they had Snoop Dogg's fucking gin and juice
yeah.
thing.
The gin and juice.
But that's a lot of revenue for WWE.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Totally.
Especially
yeah,
WrestleMania,
all for it.
Man.
I'm all for
Prime.
It.
How
yeah.
much do you think Prime it cost? Prime to fucking
oh, fuck. A ton.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then they had special edition Prime for
yeah,
WrestleMania.
Yeah, the WrestleMania ones. Mm-hmm. And like watching Luke watch it, he oh it's Prime. Oh Prime guy. Like we may think it's a bit silly, but he fucking loved it. And he was playing his game. And as soon as Logan Paul came on, he was eyes glued. And then the last match we watched together, that was pretty awesome with all the old cats coming out and, mm-hmm. you know, we were all pretty.
Yeah. So who all came out for that match?
So it started with the Usos came out, like one
Jimmy
Uso
and
then the other Uso. Then they took each other out.
Jimmy
right?
came out, then Jay
yeah,
came
I've
out.
Seen that.
Then,
I've
was,
seen
then
that.
Solo came
Solo
out.
Solo Sikoa.
And then Cena came out.
Yeah. Cena came out.
Then the
F5'd
Rock,
him
then
through
the
a
Rock,
table. Then The Rock.
Then Taker.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that glass
oh,
break.
Oh, Seth Rollins in, was
and
in
then
there,
Rollins
too.
Rollins with the Shield.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that glass break.
Oh, man.
He was supposed to, but he was apparently sick.
Yeah. He's doing other stuff. If you watch his Instagram, he's branching right now.
Yeah, and his podcast.
Shoveling
too, right?
shit and playing with his kitties. And
yeah, I know. He says, this is my kitty.
Yeah.
It's my barn cat.
Yeah. yeah. like the one time he's literally got a like cat on his
here,
shoulder.
Here, this is for you.
Yeah. Oh, I did just
drink
see a thing.
Skull IPA.
Yeah, he came out to his truck on Easter, and there was just a
yeah.
basket with all
yeah.
new
yeah,
beers.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
We should try some of those one time.
They're only in California
yeah.
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, or he's in Texas, isn't
no,
he?
No, he's in California.
You get Broken Skull.
Yeah?
Here?
Yeah.
Where?
I've seen it around.
Yeah, Broken
really?
Skull, I think the original one, but
Broken
some of those
Skull.
New ones.
I haven't seen
Skull
it.
IPA.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I've seen it around.
I'll have to ask Sacker.
You just got
to
give him a little dingy on the...
That's my barn cat. It's my barn cat. What? The black one. What?
Yeah, what?
How about the orange one?
Little whiskers.
That one's in his boots. What?
Yeah.
He's got one
bubbles
boot.
Bubbles goes out to his
two
ranch.
Boots.
That's nice.
How many boots?
Kitty
three
right
boots.
There. Yeah, I thought WrestleMania
nice
was pretty good.
It was all right.
And Cody Rhodes won, you know?
How about the Drew what McIntyre thing when he wins the title?
Oh, man. Funny.
Did you Funny. See? Did you see when he... was in the match and he's like grabbed a phone and he was like,
yeah.
Did you see what he did?
He took a selfie.
No, he went on his Twitter and he typed bored at work, LOL.
Oh, that's funny.
Who did that?
So,
Drew McIntyre.
So Drew McIntyre. He grabbed the guy's phone. Kinda. At first, I was like, oh, he grabbed this guy's phone and he looked like he was taking a selfie or whatever.
Yeah, and then on Twitter.
But after the match when he won, you find out that it's after the match you find out it's his wife and like her friend or whatever that he.
Our YouTube and type Drew McIntyre
bored at work
match tweet or something.
It's funny. I seen a video of him at home too, like all the night before, and he's like blah blah blah. But he's wearing a CM Punk shirt.
See what? Yeah.
And doesn't he hate CM Punk?
Yeah, it's because he's trying to bury him. It's like one. He's like a grave, and it's got CM Punk on it, and he's like excited about it.
So is that who his match was with?
No, CM Punk was commentating.
CM Punk's hurt right now. Isn't
yeah,
he
yeah. won the title from Rollins.
Yeah, so he won the title, and then he goes and tries to shove it in CM Punk's face.
And then Damian
and then Punk
kind of
took
in.
Him out, and then Buddy with the Money in the Bank came out and won it in 2 seconds.
Bondage Undertaker.
Yeah, and CM Punk just was like loving it.
I said to Mike, I said, as soon as Punk hit him and he went to the ground, I said, here comes Priest. He's
yeah,
going to cash in.
Yeah.
I said, because there's no way in hell they ever let a champ that won at WrestleMania be down on the ground after that, after he just won a title.
Yeah.
Zero chance. It's
yeah.
not a thing that happens.
Yeah.
I said, as soon as he went down, I'm like, well, here comes Priest.
Yeah.
Instantly, he came out. I'm like,
even when Cody won, it was like so many people.
No, I can't find it at all. YouTube, Drew McIntyre, right.
In match tweets.
Just type cell phone. Drew McIntyre, cell phone.
Or check it right on Twitter. I don't know. But even when Cody won, it was like right after he won, everyone just came out and like everyone broke kayfabe and was giving hugs and congratulating, which is awesome. I loved it. But
okay, just do Drew McIntyre WrestleMania 40 and then phone.
And if now you can't find it, then just fuck it. But it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I seen a thing. It showed him leaning back with his phone and then it showed the tweet. It was fucking
so crazy. You think he's going to hold it?
Who?
The guy who just cashed in?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know him too much.
He's
like,
been around.
Yeah.
How long do you think Cody's going to have it?
Man, I think they're going to run with him.
They have to at this point.
Yeah.
They can't after let that. You can't fucking have Roman win the title.
He ain't an interim champion.
Have the title. At this point. There it is right there. Grabbed a phone and posted board
what
at work.
What the hell?
So go down.
I just, no, hold on. I grabbed the wrong one.
No, it was right there.
I got it right here.
Okay. Yeah, there it is.
Oh.
Yeah, right here. Sound. Yeah, there you go. It's his wife. He grabbed the phone. That's his wife right there.
At first, I told Luke, I was like, oh, he took some guy's phone.
And he literally types bored at work, LOL. Yeah, yeah.
I seen the thing, and it was like
a title match.
It was all the matchups from WrestleMania, but it was
that one screen. It showed the text thing.
If it was what they looked like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Man, Drew McIntyre. I couldn't even recognize it. I was like, that's Drew McIntyre?
Right there, yeah. The top one is his thing, yeah. That's the post from when he was in wrestling the match. Look at 7:23 p.m. Bored at work. LOL.
Mid match.
You gotta continue.
What a flex!
Oh, I get it. He didn't post a video.
No, just went and tweeted.
That's funny. It's because they would have a timestamp, eh?
And it had like 33 million views.
7:23 was the match.
Yeah, that's funny.
Right? And it had like,
I thought he was doing like a video.
And it had 33 million views on that post.
Yeah. That was a pretty good match.
Yeah, he's funny.
But
never seen it.
Yeah.
I only seen like maybe 2.5 matches, like I said. I didn't really see a whole lot of it. But
It was cool.
Otani. So what the fuck is happening with that?
He's going to get off. He's the golden child.
Was it him that did something?
No, it was apparently his interpreter.
Okay. But they
fire one up for this.
But they said that his deal so his new deal is like $700 million or something, okay? So what? So the guy told him that the deal was only $20 million?
Okay, wait, what?
No. Someone I've heard, I don't know if I heard it wrong or whatever, but it sounded like it was like an ass load of money.
Yeah, but it was over time, I think.
Who, Ohtani?
Yeah.
The translator.
$4.5 million.
The translator.
It was $4.5 million that he had to pay that came out of his account.
When you have so much money that you don't notice.
But then he said,
oh,
I've never bet on sports. I've never done this. I've never done that. He says you never, like, he doesn't pay attention to sports. I call bullshit. Your wife is a professional basketball player.
So do we.
I believe, right? I believe that's
at
the
this
thing.
Point, are we saying free Pete Rose?
They're not going to.
Do you guys think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I do, definitely.
But the thing is, though, is it's like people that are in jail for dealing mass amounts of weed, and then while they're in there, the weed's legal. They're still in there, right?
It's like white boy Rick.
Like, it's...
Remember that shit?
That's the thing with Rose. Like, they'll say, well, it was illegal then, and then you still did it, so...
So do you guys... So once again, do you think Pete Rose should be...
Oh, I thought
freed in the Hall of Fame now?
Yeah. I don't think so. I think Ohtani, they're not going to, but I think he should be out.
Because if Pete's not doesn't have that ban, he has to be in the Hall of Fame.
What did he bet on?
He bet on his team to win. Like, he didn't bet on them to lose.
Yeah.
He bet them to win.
Yeah.
I understand, but...
That should be fine.
But still, though, when you're still...
So this guy...
And I don't think he was playing. I think he was managing.
I think they fucking... it's like $4.5 million...
He should be able to go in as a
and
player.
The big thing is everyone's saying is, you know, he's saying it was his interpreter or whatever that fucking, you know, he was helping him out to pay it. But they're like, he still fucking knew that he was doing illegal betting. The main thing is that everyone's saying is they even though it was the interpreter that fucking did the bets, apparently, they're saying he still paid, knowingly paid out of his own account and paid for it. That's what everyone's saying. Like, that's it. You might say you didn't bet and you never have bet, but still $4.5 million still came out of your account.
When it's coming out of your account.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everyone's saying. It's like he paid for it, so
technically
he did it.
He could be the one telling him who to fucking pick, because he's got the inside scoop on teams, right?
He said he never did.
Oh, of course,
never bet on sports ever.
I thought he gave him money for a debt or something.
Straight up.
The fucking translator was in bad with a gambling
debt.
That's
what we're talking about.
Do you guys
I know, but that's what the money that came out was. Yeah, he
paid his debt. I just said that.
Okay. Straight up, do you guys think he should be
booted? I thought you were talking about his own debt.
Why do you hate me?
Do you guys, I don't know.
Do you guys think he should be booted?
From the league?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do.
But like you said, they're probably going to protect
him. If something like this can keep a guy out of a Hall of Fame, I don't know.
Pete Rose should have been in the Hall of Fame fucking 25 years ago.
But that's what I'm saying, is if he, I don't know, everyone's going to be like, whatever. I'm a Yankees fan. Fuck the Dodgers. Fuck Ohtani.
No, but I'm just saying, though, it's fucked up. Because considering he's like the face of baseball.
He is. He's the golden child. That's
so
why
what about
A-Rod?
Is he in the Hall of
Fame?
Sweep
it under the rug.
A-Rod?
A-Rod?
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
Or is he going to be in the Hall of Fame?
I think he is in the Hall of Fame.
Look that up. Alex Rodriguez.
You know what?
He might not be because he was in all that fucking
all
that steroid
shit. I think he is in. I feel like he might be in.
Is Bonds in?
Bonds, no.
That's fucked up, too.
Is McGuire in?
You wonder what they need to do with baseball?
Have you guys seen
Sammy? Bonds might be. I don't know his.
Have you guys seen Sammy Sosa?
Since? No.
He's a white man.
Yeah, I did see
that.
He's white.
Yeah. It's like
what?
Michael Jackson-ish.
Yeah, he looks like Michael Jackson. Like, he did the Michael Jackson treatment. He's white as fuck.
That's like skin pigmentation.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Here, I got this. This is all I got. I don't know really what that means.
Hall of Fame.
So
may never be inducted because
there you go.
So he's out. So then type
massive names. Look,
massive.
Go up.
Yeah, see, look at that answer. That Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire.
So those are three of the best hitters.
They've already
pretty
denied
much
those guys.
Yeah.
So then go to the search and type. Just type in Sammy Sosa.
But in with those guys, though, think about all the other guys who were in that. Roger Clemens, fucking. Like, you know what I mean? Some of the best baseball players to ever. You want to know what I say? Fuck it. Let them dope it up. Let them hit balls 700 feet. Let them fucking.
Talking about a sports league or something like that. And they were talking about someone.
Just let them juice it.
And they can all juice.
Yeah.
They don't care.
They should do it. It'd be entertaining.
Bro, can you imagine? So, yeah, look at him. Right there, click that. The other one.
Oh, he
one
clicks
Fox.
The one where he's the darkest.
No, the white guy.
There you go. That's him, dude.
I don't know.
Look at him.
Looks like Sammy Davis Jr. Sosa.
He has some issue with his skin.
Yeah.
But look at him. Isn't that crazy?
Man, that is crazy.
Oh, wait. Those were all the same people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
What? That's why he was clicking the other one.
That's why I'm like, why are you clicking that one? You click the one when he's the darkest. But yeah.
That's crazy, eh?
That's fucked up.
But yeah, but still, remember he'd have that crazy stance and he'd hit the ball and he'd do the hop out of the box. Yeah. That's how you knew he, but that one, I'm trying to think what year it was, summer, where him.
That one summer, him and McGuire.
Him and McGuire,
well,
where they had
McGuire
the home run race.
Wasn't
and
there three
they
of
hit,
them at, for a little
no,
while?
No, I think there was three of
and
them
then,
for a little
then
while.
Then the two kind of.
Yeah, someone fell off.
Yeah.
I'm trying to forget. I think you are right on that one.
Was it Tomei?
I don't know.
There's somebody more famous. I thought Sosa might have been the third guy.
Sosa, no, McGuire.
Sosa was, it was Sosa and Mac were 1-2. So it might have been like Alex Rodriguez.
It was probably A-Rod
then.
Probably A-Rod when he's younger.
Or
Florida A-Rod.
Tomei actually wouldn't be a fucking, like, who said Tomei?
Me.
That might not be a bad pick either. Another one I'm thinking of is Manny Ramirez, maybe.
Yeah, man. No. Big Poppy.
Poppy, I don't think was in the MLB then yet.
Was Jason Giambi around at that time?
I don't know.
Who was it, Cam?
Barry Bonds.
Okay, well, obviously.
Was also most career home runs.
Oh, yeah, Bonds,
broke
I guess,
that
would have been there at
no,
that
but
time.
Would, was, so look
it
up.
It wasn't
Sandy,
the year that
so,
Bonds
this
went
is Mark, so I was kind of like
McGuire
just Googling off of what
race?
You guys were talking about.
Yeah, that's it. 1998. They hit 70 home runs.
No, but I want to know.
That's like the only other person.
Okay, so then look up 1998 home run leaders.
Okay.
And I want to see
who
was in
number
that.
Three.
Yeah.
It's going to be Manny Ramirez, I bet.
I'm thinking him, A-Rod, or, well, Bonds, obviously.
Manny Ramirez.
Manny would be
there. No, you're all wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
Ken Griffey. Duh.
Greg Vaughn. Okay, go to two more rows on the bottom. Sure says two more rows.
See, yeah, because Griffey had 56. There was a point where, like, Griffey had, like,
Larry
52.
Larry Walker.
Go to complete leaders.
Right there, home run. Right
I can't
there.
See
home
that
runs
far.
In the middle.
In the middle.
Top middle.
Right underneath. No, underneath.
No.
Under the names. Right there, yep.
No, the middle
That's one. Batting average.
The middle one.
He
He can't see. Right there, yeah. He's fucking got, looks like Bubba Ray Dudley over there.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay, some hot sailor. Albert Bell, Canseco. Oh, yeah.
Remember Albert Bell?
Oh, see, they, Manny's on there.
Yeah. Juan Galarraga, Gonzo.
Palmero. Yeah.
So I remember they were
both. Look at the fucking names.
They were all
on
close
list.
At Vladimir one point, Guerrero. And Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa just kind of kept going.
Javi Ken Lopez. Griffey played 22 years in the league. A-Roy, too.
And had 56 home runs in his 22nd season. That's fucking crazy.
Look at Mark McGwire. Look at that. He played 155 out of 182 games.
70 home runs, 147 RBIs.
Yeah.
That's fucked. But look, he's batting fucking 299.
Yeah. But he had how many 509 at bats.
Look at fucking Sosa. Sosa hit fucking, what'd he hit?
308 and had almost 650 at bats.
No, but how many fucking homers did he have again?
That Sosa? Year 66.
66 fucking ding dongs and you're still hitting fucking 308. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
So what was the record before, like 68 or 61?
62.
Yeah. Griffey's one of the best hitters in the game, and he only hit 284 that year.
Yeah. But that's he was on his way out then.
I think Griffey has the sweetest swing of all time.
Oh, it's the smoothest.
Most influential,
all time.
Yeah. He was right. Awesome to watch.
Sweet.
Also, I think, like, yeah, it has to be Griffey. For like the sweetest swing.
Free
ever.
Pete, man. Free Pete. I've been fucking saying
Fuck
that
Pete
for
Rose.
Years. Free Pete. And the funniest thing is if he gets off, there was a video of Pete not too long ago. Damn, if I would have known all those years ago, all I had to have was a fucking interpreter.
He says, yeah,
I would have got off scot-free.
They name all of his accolades, and they're like talking about him not being in the Hall of Fame. They name all of his accolades and all this shit, and they're like, he's like, only thing missing is an interpreter.
Yeah,
because he's still doing commentary.
Yeah, you
eh?
Just blame it on him.
Oh, so funny, man.
Yeah.
But what else we got, fellas? Charlie, you had some shit, didn't
oh,
you?
We had a fucking little eclipse last night.
Oh,
here,
oh my
yes,
God.
Yes,
I even,
yeah.
Bro, so did you?
It's like the biggest thing Isaac's County.
Oh, we were at work, okay? So I was at work.
I was driving home.
I was driving home in it.
Bro, I was at work.
It was like a storm was rolling in.
For me, it got so dark. Like, I went in a store. It was starting to get darker. I went in a store, came out, it was night. Like, night. I'm like, what the fuck? The streetlights are on? I'm like, this is trippy.
The weird thing to me was, like, I was driving home, and there was no cars.
Bro, I was just about to say.
I was like, man, this is weird.
I was just about to say.
It was
that
good,
was my big,
it was fucking
that
weird.
Was my big take. I was like, I left at work at 3. I drove down the expressway, got off of Dougal. That normally take me fucking 25. I took me 3 minutes, bro. I was like, I drive, and that was my whole take. I was like. It was like a holiday, like Christmas time. Yeah. No one's around. I was like, what the fuck?
I drove past Sandpoint Beach. There was people just in their lawn chairs. But they were sitting opposite of the beach. So it looked really funny.
Bro,
like,
you're like, Cam was talking about whatever his eyes were. You're like, please tell me you didn't stare at the fucking sun. I laughed so hard.
Cam's eyes messed up today.
People asked me that today when I brought these glasses in, too. And I'm like, no, I'm not a fucking retard.
You can't say that. No.
Say whatever we want.
Some hot sailor prematurely.
Did you see it? You were getting off work?
Yeah, so for me, it was just, like I said, it was like there was a big old storm coming in. It's kind of what it looked like at first. And then, like, we were sitting at a light. I think Brian rode fucking, like, but he was, anyways, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Did he ride with you to work?
No, just on the way home because his ride worked far over. So he's riding home there or whatever, and we were sitting at a light, and it was just pitch black. It was like it was,
yeah, it's weird,
right like that. But I was then it was like you could just see it, everything starting to light up again.
Yeah, it didn't take.
I
long.
Shared something.
Did you feel the temperature drop though?
Yeah,
holy
a little bit.
Fuck.
I shared something in the chat.
Where I was at,
Cam,
in the chat.
Yeah, where I was at, it didn't get that dark. I was like Central Avenue,
eclipse,
closer to.
I was on Lozon.
Like. And honestly, it didn't get, like, it got a little gloomy, and
by
it was 18,
Soplex.
But I'm listening to AM800, and they're like, yeah, it's so dark, and it got chilly, I'm like, what are they talking about?
No,
like,
no,
that's not
it got chilly for me, it was cold.
It should be.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Then by the time I got home,
just
I was
bring
like,
it up. Just press play
like
and drag it.
That's like, don't look up. You're still not supposed to look at the sun.
I had pulled over
because
I was like,
member.
Okay, it's going to happen in the next couple minutes. Like, I'll pull over and like kind of watch and listen to AM800 because I figured they would say, like, okay, take a look. And they didn't really. So I'm smoking a joint and I made a snap and I'm like, oh, I heard if you hotbox your car, you can look at the clips through the smoke. So I'll let you know how it goes. And I'm just blazing in my car. But and then I got out to kind of like, okay, I'll get out and watch. And I'm sitting there, and then I get back in the car, and then AM800s is like, have people calling in like, oh, it was great. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess.
I didn't like have glasses on. Or look at
I didn't have glasses either. So.
I was driving home. I didn't really give a
did
shit.
Did it work?
No, not yet.
You went to Leamington?
Yeah, no, I went to Colchester.
Oh, yeah, I seen Colchester was hopping.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. Like,
yeah, did you guys have a rain dance and have a party?
Started going to night or whatever. Like, it was literally happening so quick. I'm trying to find a photo my wife took or whatever of me and Chelsea in there.
Oh, yeah.
But,
did you have those glasses on?
Huh? Oh, no. Like, I pretty much, like, my whole objective was to make sure Chelsea didn't look at the light at all.
Yeah.
That was the hardest part of my day. Yeah. But, like, when it started going dark or whatever, you literally heard crickets. You heard birds losing their fucking minds.
And everything stopped. Crazy. Yeah. And then it was like it was morning with all the birds chirping and shit.
Yeah, I guess the critters and birds don't like it too much.
Yeah.
They fucks with their,
like, I literally heard crickets at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, this is fucked.
Yeah. Like, we gotta get it done now. Let's go.
Then, oh, wait.
Sorry. I don't have to bring it up.
I'm going to try again in a few.
Yeah, but I don't know. So now they say the next one's not for like another 40 or 50 years or
I'll
something
I'll be 60
like that.
Something.
2044, I believe. Another 20 years.
God damn it.
I'm going to be so grumpy in 20 years.
You already are.
I know. I'm dad. I'm fucking dad, man.
I said to him the other day, I'm like, dude, why are you so fucking grumpy?
I'm just fucking, I got too much shit on the go, man. I got a lot of shit on my plate. Cammy,
so that was
so
me and Chelsea
there.
Right there. So I've been holding her for like 45 minutes, and I had to run down to the river to the lake or whatever.
See, that's
but like
where
right here
was.
Is just coming out of the full peak. Yeah. Erica's like, stop, take a picture. I'm like, do you realize how heavy this baby is? But like, yeah, right here you can see the full sunset, but like right here is pretty much where it's like coming back to day. Yeah. It was crazy though. It was wild. I looked at the sun directly with no light.
Yeah, that's why. That's why you have a lazy eye.
Yeah, that's why.
I did take a quick peek at it.
I did too.
It's funny that you guys.
I
say
glass
that.
On driving,
and then
like,
I also
Ryan,
like did
I'm
selfie.
Driving home, and Ryan's going.
I did selfie mode on my phone and like had
he's
it
fucked up.
In my background.
I'm fucking telling you. He did it like 3 times. My buddy Ryan, he's like this, like the you know the truck roof or whatever. Yeah. He's like this. Ryan's like. He's like peeking at it. I'm like, is it gonna jump out at you?
Yeah,
he's like, I just can't really look at it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
yeah. So I had my phone in selfie mode and like had it behind me in the picture for a bit. And I was like, ooh. And then this morning, a guy had fucking a pair of glasses at work, so I just put them on and like took a picture with the sun in the background. Like, oh, did I miss it? I fell asleep.
See, like this is how it looked for me.
Let's see. Let's see.
What? It just looked like a storm.
Oh, yeah.
Just looked like a storm.
Let's see.
That's all it was.
Yeah. He just showed me a black guy's penis, so yeah. I don't know.
It looked like a storm. Yeah. And this was like when it was at its darkest.
Yeah. I don't lie to the listeners.
Black guy's penis.
Or that, hey, remember that one thing you could send to a guy, and it's a guy, and it's a fucking filter, and he's a rooster, hey? This guy's looking at cock on his phone. This guy's got a big old cock on his phone. I sent it to old man one day at work when I was in the office. And dad always has his phone loud. So he fucking starts playing it and he's in his office and it's like around the fuck and like down the hall from me or whatever. And I hear dad, fuck off. So funny, man.
Remember when we got the casino doing the ratification stuff and they're like, Tom, get in.
Oh, yeah.
And
Drew goes,
What happened?
And we were at a thing for work and it was like
the
when
place
we were doing
is
our
packed,
contract
dude.
Stuff. We're at the casino.
Yeah.
Packed.
Okay.
Like in the auditorium.
Me and Drew
okay.
are sitting
and all
there,
up
like,
on the
top
stage
row.
And announcing everybody for the bargaining team. And it's quiet as fuck. You hear a pin drop. And I go, Tom, get it. And I go, ah. And everyone just like turns and looks. I was like,
he's probably pissed.
He's probably like, you guys are fucking idiots.
I was just like sending him texts. He's like sitting on the stage, like zooming in on him, and I got my hand like shooting the finger, like taking a picture, send it to him while he's on the stage.
So you were at the sound booth?
No, it's in the auditorium. They have like a microphone thing. They're talking so everyone can hear it.
It's, and you did it into the microphone?
No, I just did it out loud.
He was in he was in the top row of the fucking. We were sitting in the top row of the fucking auditorium.
It was so quiet. Yeah.
And think about how loud he had to do it to get my dad to hear it in the auditorium. Everyone was like, right? So everybody was just kind of like, "What the fuck?" I immediately
once they looked
just,
and seen who it was, they were like, "Ah!"
I immediately just started laughing.
That's funny.
We caused too much shit at that place.
I got a different video of the solar eclipse.
I fucking my one
was
buddy.
Was it the one Drew sent us?
I used to go.
No, it's a different one. We're gonna have to skip a bunch of it.
Skip a bunch. Just let it play in the background. No sound. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, what were you saying?
We would go to the movies, like as friends and stuff. And my one buddy would always like walk in, kind of by himself first. And the one time we were walking in and he was first, and right before he like turned the corner, I can't remember what I yelled, but it was something like vulgar, like, "Oh, fuck me." And then he turned around the corner and he literally came running back. The place was packed.
So funny. Oh, there you go.
That's starting. Okay. I'm going to have to skip it again soon.
Looks like, I don't even know what it looks like.
Looks like a Pac-Man. It looks like the Osiris symbol or something.
It does, kind of.
Yeah, there's like people out there with special lenses and shit. Like, I wouldn't even have been able to
Did
film
they have
that.
Tape on their lenses like you?
No, yeah. They didn't look this cool.
Come here.
No.
Come here now.
Show the listeners.
You gotta show everyone why I keep busting your glasses.
Okay, some hot sailor.
Ooh, that's
at
cool.
TGI Fridays.
You got tape on them.
Boy. What up?
Listeners, did you notice something? Pow, straight to his knees.
He can't. How does the man in the moon trim his ball hair?
I don't know.
Eclipse it. What's with the robot? Oh, that's a picture. I thought that was a robot.
Yeah, yeah. See that like box or whatever on there? That's that special lens.
You would have a dad joke, Charles. That's horrible.
Look at that. You're actually fucking.
Ryan's wife sending us fucking.
You spend all night making
these videos. Yeah. Ryan's laughing at her because she's got like the fucking welding.
Okay,
thing
so
welding
she's
hours.
Showing the video of like how much darker it gets.
I've seen a lot of people with like welding helmets. Like, look at that! Like how dark it is. That's what it like in Windsor. Mm. I went to the wholesale, like you know, the wholesale on Dougal. I went there to go get like get Monster and stuff there. Right, it's way cheaper. I fucking go and I pull up out front, and literally everyone that fucking works there is standing outside with glasses on, looking up. I walked up to them. I was like, "Are you guys open?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, it's open." I go in there. There's just one kid standing in there. I'm like. What, you're the odd guy out? You don't get to go look at the eclipse? He's like, I don't care, man.
That's cool.
So this is where it got like wild, like witnessing it. Like
a lot of really cool, really cool photos.
Remember the clip Dave and Chuck played?
See, like, see how that happens
plane,
right
he's
there?
Like, almost
that
having
was
an
wild.
Orgasm. Oh, the fucking solar flares, muscular rays.
Show my eclipse.
Yeah.
I'll find it.
It's on my Facebook.
Drew got the best view.
I got
the
best. My camera is absolutely unreal. I got some made. I'll put it on the page.
Retina combustion.
Yeah.
The solar flare.
Guy was like jerking it to it. Jesus.
Fucking weirdos. Show that picture of Kenny Powers. It's up. It's all you way past. It was like yesterday's post.
Yeah.
Go to the Kenny Powers one.
Bro, I've been watching Eastbound and Down.
I shared this. This is funny. Everyone show up to work on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. The stand line. I just started rewatching Eastbound and Down like last week.
I love
week.
That show.
I never watched it all. So.
Oh, I found the video. You actually did get a really good clip of it.
Yeah, my clip is amazing. Probably one of the best ones you'll see on the internet.
Yeah.
I shared it last.
One of those weird streams coming off of it.
Yeah, that's solar flares. That's the solar flares. You can see the flares. It has no sound.
Oh,
we'll size it. Click it. There you go. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, wow. Dang.
That's some gnarly solar flares.
I need glasses to see that again.
Jesus.
The comments are funny. My father-in-law's like something like out or there's one on there is Bob, which is Katie's fucking cousin.
Here.
Yeah, he said something. This is the old one. That's from when I posted it before.
Okay.
But it was funny because he was like, oh, the quality of the video or whatever. And then Katie's dad comes and he's like, I almost threw up my dinner. It was so clear.
So funny. Well, I'm hard.
Jamie. Foster, you got to click view more comments.
Where? Up I can't. Top,
above Jamie.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, we haven't done this in a while. Bravo.
Blind. I'm dead. Yeah, the clarity of the HD on your phone is outstanding. Dave says a little too outstanding. I almost threw up my dinner. So that's Katie's cousin.
So Kyle.
So small. Can you zoom in like 100,000 times?
Was that to view from Baghdad, Kyle?
So good.
Yeah, the view from Baghdad.
He's fucked up.
It's his balls, by the way. It's not his balls.
Yeah, it's my nutsack, guys.
Oh, fuck.
I shared that the last time. That was from like 2017.
Was that actually your nutsack, though? Like, that was literally a video you made.
From 2017. No, I don't think that's him. From the first one.
I feel like Hayes fucking.
That was just a partial one, though,
chat one day.
That thing's been around for a long time.
That's funny.
The last eclipse was just a partial eclipse.
Yeah, partial,
right?
Yeah.
Like, who would think of that?
That
to do that with
the ball. I share the same shit all the time,
and then, like, but it's Christmas also so simple, like some of the best shit's so simple. It's like you think of that and you're like, man, I wish I thought of that. Now we're just sitting here making a podcast for 6 listeners fingers up their assholes.
Mm-hmm. Who's well I actually have noticed that the views kidding. And stuff are going up.
Yeah, we love it. Thank you guys so much.
So
there was 400 subscribers
on Instagram,
YouTube.
Do you guys
get Instagram? I don't want to. We have 400 subs on YouTube.
Do you get Instagram notifications?
Not really. Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because someone commented as us on a post about Tim Hortons, blah, blah, blah. And this guy's like, your podcast fucking sucks. You guys are a bunch of fucking losers.
Everyone's on there crying about fucking, like the Indians and stuff. Working at Tim Hortons and stuff. And I'm like,
why?
If no
they
fucking
steal
white,
jobs from Canadian
I'm like, no
kids
fucking white people want to work there.
Yeah, yeah.
All the white people fucking are like, think they should make $1,000 an hour.
You
I'm going to turn off my mic before I say something
and they
weird.
They don't want to do the shitty jobs.
You go to Walmart also, and there is no white people working anymore.
They don't,
like,
they don't want
they think those jobs
here's
are
the thing.
Are above
them.
It.
COVID got everybody so used to living on fucking night.
Your podcast sucks. I love it.
Oh, dude. It was like,
if by chance you come back to look at this, suck my dick, your mother's a hoe.
It's just, and they're just trolling. Like, you look at the guy's account, and he doesn't have any posts and blah, blah, blah.
But it's
or whatever.
Just, it's true, though. It's just, like, everyone's so above it. Like,
but
nobody
like,
does work anymore.
Ever since that comment, there's been a lot. Like, I've been getting notifications. Like, I can even fucking pull it up, but it doesn't really matter. But a lot of people are like, yeah, that's
fuck
a bunch of
guy.
Bullshit. You, students want those jobs.
No,
like,
they
they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they want to fucking make money off internet shit and TikTok.
That
and
guy's sitting at home. He's got chips in his belly button fucking trying to chirp
no,
us.
No, no,
like,
no.
Fuck
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why.
No,
my
that's
thing
true.
is everybody's so quick to, like, they're trying to work. You know what I mean? Like, for me, if you're trying to work and you're trying to put in an effort, I'm cool with that.
Well, when their real agenda is, like, they shouldn't be here at all.
Yeah, I get
like,
it.
It's not that they're working, because they know that if they're going to be here, they're going to have to work. Yeah. It's they shouldn't be here at all.
Right.
You know, so.
And that guy, and everyone, there's a lot of jobs now that just people are above, and that's, guess what? They're willing to do it.
And I'll tell you right now, anyone who's a good worker has
a
job already.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're looking for a job, you either A, don't drive, you're an alcoholic or an addict that, you know, that's why you don't drive.
Yeah.
You're not dependable. You've been fired from jobs. You just don't like working.
Yeah.
So most of the jobs that you do get just end up nothing. It's like there's a reason that someone who doesn't have a job doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is people out there trying to get jobs. And no, it isn't easy to get a job. But if you're a good worker, eventually,
trust me, there's something out
work.
There that you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyways, like I said, I wasn't trying to be controversial or nothing.
No,
I just made a comment about it.
As far as like
stating,
a laboring guy right
the
now,
obvious. That was it.
A laboring dude that
turn
looks
at me
healthy
now.
Could probably walk right into our shop and say, "Hey, I need a job," and they'll give you a chance. Yeah. Or some of the other glass shops around. I know that for a fact.
Well, like, you seen like a video? Anyway. I seen the video. Seen
roofing
the video
companies.
I forget what place was hiring. There was like a lineup of like fucking gazillion people for like two positions.
Yeah. Like, there's work out there. You gotta go and find it.
Yeah, and that's
so
I hear that a lot.
Lazy.
Oh, there's no work out there. There's no this. There's no that. Yeah. If God forbid Chrysler's went under tomorrow, I'd be working tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zero fucking. There's zero chance I wouldn't be, because I have drive and I'm willing to work, and I fucking guarantee you I could work tomorrow.
For those looking for a job, Carpenters Union always hiring. Just walk in and fucking sign your name up.
Yeah,
boom, done.
It's like they'll get you your fucking apprenticeship papers and the same with electricity. It's like, you want to become an electrician? We'll hire you right now. As you work, you fucking do your schooling and this and that, and in 6 months you can be a fucking papered apprentice and or a paper electrician, get full pay. And most people that try it, they either make it or they don't. It's because you just don't want to fucking do the work. Soft. Don't put in the hours.
The only way you don't make it or whatever is you just don't put it in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and there's if you want to do something else, like with the internet and stuff, like we do, like we, none of us expect this to fucking make us $1 million.
If something happened one day and we started making money out of it, then bonus.
Yeah.
But like, I'm still going to have a job unless for some reason we're rich one day. But like,
yeah. And we were raised on working, like,
bro, I'm a fucking,
I get up every morning, like if we're drinking on Sunday, it's not an option that like I ain't going to work tomorrow.
Yeah, it's you have
like,
to go.
Yeah,
it's zero chance you were like as you're drinking, like I'm not going.
Yeah, but we were also born and raised out if you do the crime, you do the time.
We're in a
We're like and our dads did it, so we can't say much.
Yeah, we watched our dads do it.
We grew up in a different time. Yeah, we watched our dads suffer every
day.
When dad was working on the line still, fuck, he was no angel. Like, you know what I mean? It's
And
that's why I don't really drink, because I always felt shitty.
They used to clock out for lunch and just go drink at fucking Purple's, and the house there around the corner was like, they just all met up at lunchtime, partied. Okay, let's go back.
Oh yeah, we used to.
I'm not going back.
I remember one time we fucking working at Speedy, and me and Scat. This was I just started at Speedy. And me and Scott used to go to Hooters. That was when Hooters was around.
Oh,
we'd go there and we'd drink two pitchers on lunch and a half an hour, and we'd go back to work. And fucking, we'd have to go on the road fucking at Speedy. We remember one day we went back and Scott fucking was hammered, bro. You know Scott.
Yeah.
He fucking goes, Dave's talking, and Dave's talking to us, and we're trying to play it cool. Like, I'm sauce too. Just sauce back some pitchers. And he fucking literally just like, Dave's talking. You see, I could see it in Scat's face. I'm like, he just turned white as a sheet. Like, you watched it happen. And he's like, runs out the door, fucking puking his guts outside. Bro, it was like, you could see 2 inches of foam. It's like, reeked like beer. He's just looking at us. He's like, you fucking idiots, man. Like, I remember one time I showed up to work so hungover too one time. I was like, hungover like shit. What's he do? He shows up, makes me blow in a breathalyzer. I blow in it, fail. I have to go on the road. I got jobs to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he fucking made somebody drive me. Jeez. He's driving me around all the jobs. I'm doing these jobs all fucked up. I'm like, this is the worst day. I remember sitting in the van at the like end of the day and just puking out the door. And Dave's standing.
Do you remember what you were doing the night before?
Spraying it down the drain. I like nothing. I'm like, he's just talking to me about the day, just like rinsing it down. He's like nothing.
Do you remember what you were doing the night before?
I think I went to a wedding.
Oh yeah, weddings, they'll get you.
Fuck. And it was like, I was, oh,
so you got to book the next day off, dog.
It was like a wedding on a Saturday, and then we were stayed the night, and then it was like some shit going on Sunday. So I like drank for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And then fucking went to work on the Monday, and I was fucking dead.
Was it my wedding?
No, it was a long time.
No, because we were at
Jace,
Chrysler's.
Jace didn't
married.
Even exist at that time. Like, he was a thought. Of,
yeah,
wasn't even a thought. That was when I first started. I was Speedy. I was probably still living at mom and dad's at that time.
Yeah,
Daytona.
No, my Neon.
Oh, the black Neon.
When I worked on that there, I was driving my black Neon.
Remember my Neon?
Yeah, the purple.
Barney.
Barney, yeah.
Barney.
I had a 1998 Espresso.
My mom had a fucking, had an Avenger at that time. And I remember she backed up and backed into the side of his car. And his whole side was all caved in. My mom's car didn't have a mark.
Yeah.
She's like, stop parking it behind me. She didn't even look. She just got in, put it in reverse, and smoked his car. Like, what the fuck?
Do you have anything, Cam?
So tell us your eyeball story.
Knock your motherfucking eyes. We already told the eyeball story.
You can't even show it on camera.
Me, oh, yeah. Oh, wait, did I? I don't think I explained it. I just explained when I got a concussion, I knocked my eye out.
You said something about having a long story, and then I made fun of it and said, you better cut that shit short.
All right, so I told you guys the story last time that we were on or ever about how I hit my head on the latch, right? Yeah. And then I got a concussion. I knocked my eye out of alignment. Well, the reason why
I laughed so hard at you about that. You're good. I laughed so hard at that.
You're good. So, like, the reason why my eye is out of alignment is because, as you two will definitely fucking know, all right, being twin fucking brothers, how many scuffles you guys get into as a kid?
Like, one time.
Just one time, that's it? Me and my older brother used to fucking go at her, right? Like, real bad. So one day, he was fucking running his mouth, I ended up getting him in the world's sickest arm bar, and I have my fucking shoulder blades pressed to the ground, my fucking dick pressing his arm all the way up, bending it, and then he decides that I ain't going out this way, and he fucking swung his heel around, I don't know how, and then I saw his heel coming, and I was like, well, I'm not letting go of this fucking arm bar, and I just turned my face, and I closed my eyes, and his heel rocked me right in the eye socket, broke my eye socket, or my orbital bone, right, and then yada, 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 didn't go to the hospital, didn't do anything right, and that's why this is continuing to happen. So now anytime I rattle my head, or if I do anything a little weird, my eye doesn't line up.
One question, and it's honest as fuck.
All right.
How the fuck did you survive your childhood?
Oh, fuck. I don't know,
like,
man.
Every time I tell you, like, he's like, knocked his eyeballs out of alignment, broke clearly his eye socket, fucking broke this, broke that.
And, like, didn't go to the hospital or anything?
No. Well, technically, I don't know. I really don't want to do my mom like this, but fuck it.
My brother broke his arm. He sat there for 6 hours. My mom didn't believe him. My dad made my mom bring him.
My mom got home, right? And, like, my mom was at work, single mom, 4 boys, right? So, I literally, like, got up to, like, start swinging on my brother, and I fainted after he healed me in the eye. There was so much pain. I let a blood-curdling scream, too,
Cut?
No, but my eye was directly bleeding.
Okay.
Like, I had, like, severe fucking damage to my eye, right?
Okay.
So, anyway, I passed out. My buddy and my brother fucking picked me up and put me on my fucking bed and just laid me there face down, right? Jesus. Didn't even get me ice or nothing. And then I wake up and my face is like stuck to a fucking pillowcase. And like, I only wake up because my mom's kicking me in the side. And she goes, hey, whenever you're man enough to come upstairs and talk about what you and your fucking brother did, then we'll fucking talk. All right? And I was like, I'm sitting there, and this is my mom. My mom raised me like she was a fucking man, all right? Yeah, 4 boys, yeah. Like, we were all fucking crazy as hell. Yeah. So she ended up saying that shit to me, and I was like, oh, when I'm man enough? Oh, really? All right. So I fucking stood up, and when I went to stand up, I could feel my face was, like, out fucking way past, right? Yeah. I was like, this is not good. So I fucking crawled up my stairs to get upstairs, and I got upstairs, and I was like, okay, just before the door, I used the doorway, I stood up, and I fucking walked through. I'm like, am I man enough now? And like, my face probably looked so bad, I couldn't see it personally, but my mom just turned because she was smoking a doobie with my older brother, right? And my older brother was probably like, it's fine, I just fucking kicked him in the face, right? And he's just saying whatever. My mom just turned and started fucking beating the shit out of him, like literally cold cocked him right in the fucking mouth and just went at him. She's like, you fucking do that to your brother.
And set up like you slot.
Went at him, right? Yeah.
We're gonna take care of you.
I'm gonna take you to the hospital because I love you.
How old were you?
I was 15, I believe. I think I was 15.
So next question: did you keep the hold on, or did you?
I kept the hold the whole time until
so you broke your face, but you kept the hold on.
Broken, I didn't let go. I saw the heel in the air, and I could have let go and tried to roll out. I didn't. I held on. Like, fuck that.
We can't. That's fucking.
I'm a horrible person. I'm like doing sloth shit. Doing anything else, fellas, or what?
God, I didn't have brothers growing up, man.
Yeah, you'd get your arm broke.
Yeah, you just got beat up by girls your whole life.
Beat off?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Beat off by girls.
Dark sided.
Beat off by girls?
And that's why everybody makes fun of us for being from here.
Why are you touching me, Osam? Sandwiches.
Okay, anything else, boys, or are we going to get out of here?
Toot, fruit.
Anything else?
We got to leave.
All right. All right, we're out of here. Until next week, everybody, tune in. Buddy, you wrote, you guys suck. You can go fuck yourself. Everybody else, have yourself a great week, and we'll see you guys next week.
What?
Stay sweet.
Peace, bitch.
Don't go stopping now. You got so much to prove. Take it all somehow. See it all the way through.